of course, was at Ripuna and Woodford Green respectively last week. This is round three tonight. Jerry Coon, Shane Oak on it, Michael Pickett, Evan Graham and Scotty Buckley all within striking distance. You drop your worst round. Really, it could come down to me. If it's a tiebreaker, we couldn't even have a runoff. So there's plenty of other stars to look out for in this one. Michael Pickens on the inside of the front row. Jerry Coons Jr. on the outside. Chris McCutcheon next row back with Australian Nathan Smith. Sean Inslee, then the CRC machine of Big Bad Brad Moser. Brad Moser and the CRC machine on the outside on grid six. Then we've got 27 Hayden Williams, 91 O'Connor, 21 Warboys, 4 of Dave Jack, 8 of Maxwell, 41 is the car driven by McGough, 5 of Elvin Cobb, 10 Wayne Green, 36 Ben Drummond, 76 Dylan Wade, Scotty Buckley long way back from 17, Graham Standry even further back on 18. Then we've got the 95 Hickman, the 67 Harley Taylor, and Mark Mullins is the reserve. A big happy birthday to Luke Fisher, 32 years of age, the CRC man, team owner there. He'll be happy with that. So, Ian Durbridge, final thoughts for this one.
I'm just going to watch and concentrate on the 99 car, because I think that far back on what's his grid number 18, he's going to be one to watch. He's got a bit of the old winning streak in him at present. He's had a wee run down at Christchurch, and he's got the bit between his teeth. I think he's just waiting for someone to offer him a car drive. So, this is the chance he's got tonight. But it's a long way back, as you said, and we're just looking now to...
It's the same front row for the first two rounds, Woodford Glen, Ruapuna, and now Western Springs.
The same four cars on the front row.
Pickens and Coons. So Western Springs Speedway, is it going to be Jerry Coons Jr. or is it going to be our friend Michael Pickens, our current 1NZ, or is it going to be someone like Big Bad Brad Moser of the CRC machine? We're about to go four wide. Make some noise, Western Springs!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
This is your time to stand up, Western Springs Speedway! Give them all a round of applause, four wide, for Triple Crown and New Zealand Midget Car Grand Prix. For those taking the broadcast through the dirttrackchannel.com, we welcome you on board. An epic night of midget action has seen Jerry Coons Jr. and Michael Pickens claim grid one and two. They'll form two wide behind the Giltrap Prestige, Volkswagen Amaroks. And then we'll be down to the business end with 35 laps of high-octane horsepower action. Moser just letting them know he's there, the CRC machine. He'll be from grid position number six. He just did a big run around the outside. So we've got a New Zealand and American front row. We've got the only Australian in the field. That is, apart from Graham Standry, an expat Australian who calls himself a Kiwi. Nathan Smee running. We're about to grid position four. We're about to go green. The pace track is off. Western Springs is going to be in for an absolute ripper of a race. Michael Pickens, Jerry Coons Jr. from Tucson, Arizona. They amble around. It's all on tonight. 35 laps for New Zealand Midget Grand Prix. And in the Triple Crown, round three and final. Pickens leads early. Jerry Coons got the jump on him. Pickens down low. Coons up high. It's side by side action. And the amount still side by side action. Too wide, Coons up high. Plenty of backfield in the air. And got there. And there, yes, he does. The American at the front. Time took a hot lap to reel him in, and he's got there. He drifts wide. Pickens goes low side. And Michael Pickens now. He hits the front. Turn the Kiwi boy out in front. Turn Pickens up high. Massive strike drop on top. Jerry Coons and Michael Pickens. And Michael Pickens is your rate leader. Coons goes down low side. Pickens up high, Coons down low. This is what it was like at Woodford Glen. This is what it was like at Ruapuna. And now the final round, Pickens leads Coons. Here comes Brad Moser. Moser around the outside of that. Nathan Smith with Sydney, New South Wales. And Ben Drummond goes round. One of the yellow. Ben Drummond's gone round. We've got a yellow. With 32 laps to go, we have a yellow light. Michael Pickens setting quick time of 15.001. Well, it took a whole lap Ian Dermis to establish the lead, and when we did it, Jerry Coons got there, then Pickens did the massive slide job on the exit to turn four.
That's his forename, is the big slide job, and he did it so comfortably too. But I think it's going to be it's not going to be a runaway for Pickens. I think Coons is going to be there, but just watching Graham Standring come through. But then we saw 88 Mosen come around the outside, and he's feeling good track midway through the pack. So let's have a look to see how he goes. He's just back there in fourth place, and I reckon he's one that's going to be one of the, in the top two in here.
Yes, that's exactly right. Graham Standring already up to 13th position from grid 18, so he's an advance of five cars in three laps. So Graham Standring on the prowl, but he's got a long way ahead of him. Ben Drummond with a restart. The restart order on lap 32. Michael Pickens, Jerry Coons Jr., Chris McCutcheon, Brad Mosen, Nathan Smee. Then we go back to Sean Inslee, Hayden Williams, Dave Jick, Wayne Green, Maxwell, Standring, Cobb, McGough, Wade, Buckley, Hickman, Bunny, Drummond. 20 cars still facing the starter. Indian file start. They amble around nicely. Follow the leader. Michael Pickens, Jerry Coons Jr., we go green with 32 to go. Three in the box. 32 long laps around this tight. Here at Western Spring Speedway, Pickens, your rate leader, Jerry Coons. Oh, what about that? Mosen, the massive ass wheel stand on the dance on two wheels, and he battles out the Sydney's England speed. So out of that line, McCutcheon putting it under pressure. Mosen now up to fourth. Mosen just with a massive ass slide job. He's up to fourth position as McCutcheon comes to blind talk. Oh no, Jerry Coons, Junior, McCutcheon's got there.
Mosen's incredible. He got that big slingshot, then he sort of drifts back a bit. But I think now with it all closed up in Indian file again, with just the first two or three car lengths covering the first four cars, it's going to be very interesting to see the start. And I think Coons is going to be Pickens is going to be very worried that there's four cars behind him that can actually pip him, so he's going to be very much looking like he'll be looking at the big screen as they come down, I think, for the first corner.
Well, Graham Strange will be disappointed. The restart order, Michael Pickens, Jerry Coons Jr., Brad Mose and Chris McCutcheon, that's what they're telling us on the screen. Hayden Williams, Nathan Smee, O'Connor, Inslee, Jack Warboys, Buckley, Green, Hickman, Cobb, McGough, Maxwell, Drummond, Bunny and Wade.
The Kush has moved out about 2 metres now in the first 10 laps, so you can see that they've got to come a bit wider to get that bike.
Well, the lap traffic is in there. Now, surely the lap traffic's not going to stay. Well, it is. So the lap traffic is going to stay in between the cars. So we're just seeking a ruling from Speedway New Zealand. Is the lap traffic going to stay in between the cars? So the lap cars will stay. Michael Pickens will be extremely happy with that. We go lights out. We're 20 laps to go. Western Sprint Speedway. Michael Pickens with all the money, the Grand Prix and the Triple Crown. Here we go. Jerry Coons, Brad Mose, and what's it? Who's got what? So the Wendy's number three car. Oh, it's McGough makes a meal of it. Meanwhile, Pickens has said, I'm coming through. Mose is just trying to follow through Jerry Coons. This is where it's all going to get exciting. Mose now up to second place. Brad Mose on 40. No, he doesn't. He managed to try to get the split. Coons just got there. So Jerry Coons Jr. now in second place. Brad Mose in the third. Michael Pickens has checked out lap cars. Dicing around. They get the split. On Dane Maxwell, the woman is in the finish. Oh, Coons! Coons rides the wheel. He manages to save it. He almost meets straight to the fence. Now Williams hits it. Oh, Coons, he's dropped back to about eighth position. Jerry Coons Jr. He'll be absolutely traumatized with this. Here comes, oh, goodness gracious me. What 88 points is in second place? McCutcheon's in there, striking to get through lap traffic. It's the Ricky McGough. So high drama with 17 laps to go. Mose is down to the outside. He's got to get past McGough. Meanwhile, out in front is Michael Pickens, your race leader. Finally, Mose gets some clear space in front of him. McCutcheon up to third. Williams up to fourth. Nathan Smee. And here comes Jerry Coons Jr. with 16 laps to go. 16 to go, Western Sprint Speedway. Michael Pickens, your race leader at the moment, with half a lap on Brad Mose. Brad Mose, this is all going to end in tears. This car's going left, right and centre. There are cars in the middle of the A-way feature. So what's going on? Jerry Coons Jr. is fighting for it. He's up to fifth position now. He tries to get himself through. What's he got? Well, goodness gracious me. Out in front is the one he's in. Michael Pickens, no doubt about it. He can just pull back that third gear. Oh, the golf split! Our front end's broken. The front end's broken on McGough's car. We've got cars going left, right and centre to avoid it. Oh, the front end collapsed. To the infield. That would have been what Mose wanted. Michael Pickens, your race leader. Brad Mose in second. Oh! Williams! Williams is right into the side of a lap car, trying to get the pass on the country. He couldn't make it work. And lap traffic approaches for Pickens again. So there's drama all round in this race. With 13 laps to go, make that 12. 12 laps to go. Can he find that feature was the right rear tyre of Jerry Coons Jr. and Simone Blake. So Jerry Coons Jr. Michael Pickens up with a one-car gap between himself and Brad Mose. In third place is like it's Hayden Williams, Chris McCutcheon, Nathan Smee is in there. Jerry Coons Jr. goes Mose up with a massive and slow job on the former Australian champion and gets there. So Coons now, he's now opening him down and Smee just cut the door on him. I thought Coons had got him, he did, he hit him on the exit, but not enough down straightaway speed to be able to reel in the former Australian champion. Three-way in action for fourth, fifth and sixth. Hayden Williams and Coons himself with the third. Mose in second place in the CRC Synergy 88. In third place is Hayden Williams. Then from Jerry Coons Jr. from Tucson, Arizona. Then we go back to number three, USA. Jerry Coons. Number two is Chris McCutcheon. Second, Nathan Smee. All the laps, it's fast, it's furious. With 9 laps to go. 9 to go, Western Sprint Speedway. Michael Pickens with a gap the size of Sydney Edge between himself and Brad Mose. Oh, Jerry Coons is trying everything again. After an absolute horrid start. Horrid start. Lap cars. Williams take each other out. Controversially it does. Controversially take each other out. The chicken flag is flying. Who gets what? Nathan Smee crossed the line. Brad Moser got second. Third, I think it was by Brad Moser. As Jerry Cooch Jr. takes out Hayden Williams. Well, what's going on? Oh, now they're getting inside the cockpit. High drama in front of the crowd here. Goodness gracious me. Goodness gracious me. It's not all on.
Not a happy chappy call, Aaron. Really good call. But a bit of a shame there that it sort of came to the end. But he's not a happy chappy. I don't think the car owner will be happy. But I'll tell you what, there they go. There go the Michael Pickens crew getting down there. Doing a fantastic job.
Michael Pickens, folks. He won the Midget Grand Prix and the first and for the final round of the inaugural Triple Crown Midget Car Series. Put your hands together, Western Sprint. On your feet. Michael Pickens, you are a legend. In second place went to Brad Moser in the CRC car. And in the third place went to Nathan Smee from Sydney, New South Wales.